this trade back and forth between the US and China, with actually Europe being able to have very little control as a result, very little say.
Yeah, I think it's again a global, because of what you would consider our normal disruptions when there, you know, occurs a fire or so. No, nobody hopes it would, but it does from time to time. But these are
one on the cars. There had been, hadn't they, Volvo and others flagging in their financial results that this could have been a major headache.
Yeah, so I think, you know, the Dutch government probably wishes they could go back in time and, you know, scrutinize that transaction more closely.
Yeah, interesting thought about a lot of our investment picture here.
In the market is there won't be any change at this meeting, partly because we're waiting to see what happens in the budget. But most people are expecting interest rates to come down slightly over the VAT. That is inflationary in itself. The government hasn't said they're going to do that. But seeing what the budget does potentially has a big impact on inflation for the next year. You know, our company works with a lot of private individuals, and you know, are you going to need to change your, you know, how things are organized in your life? And it's the same for companies.
He says he doesn't see the big streamers like Netflix getting into film as a threat to his core business. It was part of a chat we had with him for the latest episode of our Big Boss Interview.
As an industry, we kind of shot ourselves in the foot with the strikes, and when the writers and the actors went on strike in 2023. That was just when we were starting to recover. And
limited releases in cinemas, that's presumably a challenge to you guys.
Have you seen the new Glass Onion?
No, not yet.
It was made for TV. In fact, there's always been made-for-TV movies. And certainly, if you listen to what Ted Sarandos is saying right now, they brought on Scott Stuber, who was one of the most highly respected filmmakers, several times, that they are now making made-for-TV movies in the classic sense. And the studios curate their films. They're not going to spend a huge amount of money. No industry anywhere can be complacent. You always have to continuously reinvent yourself. One of the things that I love about our industry is just in the business, but we went through a really difficult time. And when you're an entrepreneur and you build your company, it's like your firstborn. It's personal. It's not professional. It's personal. And not okay. You know, I was struggling. But I had a singular focus, save the company and save all of our 10,000 employees. And that was it. And when you have a mission like that, that was like the starting gates opened up for me. And I literally have been going 100 miles now or ever since.
And what about cost? Because presumably that is a sensitive thing for all you.
It's been squeezed and it's been kind of attacked in some instances. And we have done our very, very best to not pass on those costs to our customers. And we haven't. And we've taken a sector generally. And I think that...
We're talking tax and we're talking minimum wage here, right?
Correct. It's just classic, what I hope is basic economic theory, that if...
And what are we, a couple of weeks out from the budget?
Please don't touch it again.
Tim Richards there, the CEO and founder of View International. Plenty more on the Big Boss Pop, apparently, as well. Bigger barcode so that we don't have to queue for ages to get our popcorn before we go down too, as well. These people think of everything, right?
You see, this is good insight. Thank you, Will. Thanks for that.
We're here, and today's the second game, the last, and the payment, mid-95, with that rhythm. It's an outstanding team, and I know how difficult, but we manage well.
33-year-old manager Will Still, after just 5 months in charge. Martin O'Neill admitted he doesn't even know when the Scottish League Cup final is, despite leading Celtic to
rivals like Rangers. But I thought that there, the other night, then when we played Falkirk, I thought there was coming back to bits that I've seen over the years now from the side. So
first time.
The past couple of months has been amazing. You know, we tried to work on things, trying to improve as a player, and seeing this kind of results makes me...
Beat Italy's Jasmine Paolini, while defending champion Coco Gauff lost to fellow American Jessica Pegula. India won the Women's Cricket World Cup for the first time with a...
BBC iPlayer.
This is the remarkable story of four rival families. Lions rule...
Kingdom with Sir David Attenborough starts on Sunday on BBC iPlayer.
Time now is 6:30. You're listening to Today on BBC.
One man, an LNEN staff member, is still in a life-threatening condition. There'll be an increased police presence at stations across the railway network today to give in the wake of the Cambridgeshire attack. Mr. Phillips said the scourge of knife crime had to be curbed. Seven water companies across England. The body representing those who carry out ultrasound scans is warning that some high street clinics are putting lives at risk by allowing...